Repeater site, I'm gonna let, well, I'll hit the D-Star issue. The D-Star repeater in Phillipsburg, KC3 BMB is down. Cody's had it. He's found out there's some issues with the transmitter. I don't know if it's gonna be worth fixing. I doubt it. I haven't talked to him anymore, but he says it has some issues going on. Now, I would like to have the D-Star repeater back up, but I also think we miles ago, if we do anything, let's go and look towards a multi-mode machine so we can do DMR, P25. You can do it all with one repeater, just with the software you're running. I would still be willing to house it at my house, but if we could ever get a repeater up somewhere higher and we have internet connection and we could use it, it would be a great asset. Then that way, Cody does P25, people can do System Fusion, D-Star, DMR, all off the same repeater.
Is that Calfer location? Is there access there?
I don't know. I have never been to the Calfer.
Me neither.
I've never been to that site.
Cody was going to talk to them. And
no, there was, well, we tried to do an internet link between Phillips and up there, and we could never get it to work. But there, we don't, as far as I know, we've never been there.
So
we
no
never, I don't know if we ever approached them about it, but I don't think they have access.
Yeah.
It would still be, it's not in the house anyway, it's out in the garage, so even that, you would still have to skip it over to the garage probably.
Yeah. A while back, Cody said he was going to look into possibly moving, basically putting the 6.4 back online and putting it up there. And it seemed like, from what we could tell from looking online at the coverage maps and things, it seemed like that would be pretty good coverage over Phillipsburg, over the borough from there. It's actually pretty good elevation there. But I don't know. Last time I talked to Cody about that, it was probably a month ago, I asked him if he ever talked to Calfers, and he hadn't gotten around to it yet. So, but if they'd be willing to allow another repeater, they were thinking, well, possibly the D-Star.
That's where the D-Star started that right there, but we didn't have internet access. So.
Yeah, that's the issue. So.
So hopefully we'll come up with a game plan there. Like I said, I'll be willing to put some money towards it without no expense to the club, and that, because I definitely miss the D-Star repeater, because I did use it usually on Monday nights.
Will the one that I have of N3 SPWs, will that help?
He mentioned it to me one night in Weiss that you had it. He didn't know what
you were. It's just been sitting there.
He didn't know what you were going to do with it.
And he gave it to me because he didn't have time or didn't want to work on it. I mean, if somebody else wants to take it, I have it. I haven't been able to play with it, but I keep forgetting that it's there.
If you're not going to use it and John's willing, you know, because it's still his machine,
yeah,
you can run it by him. I'd be glad to put it on the air. At least it would be something.
It's multi-mode, so it'll do D-Star, right?
Yeah, do D-Star.
You just need to get Cody to change the frequency on it, probably.
Yeah, because that's John's frequency.
Yeah, that's John's frequency, so if you wanted to put it in place of the D-Star machine.
We could use the 440-750 right now. That's the one that's in the other repeater.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, the wattage on it's a lot lower though, so.
What's the wattage on that one?
I think it was only 10 watts, but what's the one you have? It's 25, I think.
Yeah, 25.
So it'll have a little less coverage, but.
Well, maybe between Cody, we can come up with an amp. Bring that up a little bit, yeah. So.
It's just sitting on my porch at home. I mean, Cody has my number. Tell him, call me. If he wants to get it, I'll bring it up to him or whatever.
Like I said, it would still be John's repeater. But, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure that if we're having problems with the D-Star machine, you told John.
Yes, I told him it was down.
It's his machine, I think.
And that's what he said. He said, well, it's sitting out there, but I didn't know if he wanted to sell it or.
Well,
I know he has money.
I asked him that too, and he just sort of gave it to me, so I don't know.
I didn't know if he had money into it or not.
Well, he has money into it, but I don't know how much.
You know. I mean, I'd even be willing.
When I got it from him, I asked him, because I would have gave him money, because I thought that's why he was giving it. He, you know, trying to get rid of it, so he needed the money. I would have gave
him. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd be willing.
$100 or whatever he wanted for it.
Yeah.
I mean, but he didn't say that, so. It's up to him. I guess we can get hold of him and see, but.
Yeah, if you see him or run into him.
I haven't seen him in a couple, in like 2 months.
I see him every now and then twice is where I usually run into John. And that would be great. At least we could get it back online.
Yeah, it's just sitting on my porch right now. I mean, I haven't had a chance to play with it.
Okay.
So, and it's got a multi-mode board in there. So.
Yeah, it has a blue board in it. And you can set it up to do multiple. Right now, DMR and D-Star is the two biggest out there. But Cody likes to play with P25 because he's into commercial radio.
Yeah.
More of it, so. All right, well, we'll keep that on the back burner. And we'll see what we can go do with that.